This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. I don't quite understand what I'm seeing. Are you telling me that that's just the wind shear that's making them?
Yes.
That is, Hooman is showing me videos. I said I was going on the air, but he didn't seem to care. He just came over and just stuck the phone in my face.
It's video from airports where the planes are trying to land in this extreme weather that
incredible.
We're having. And the sideways landing and takeoff thing is pretty hairball.
It would feel weird to be on that plane, sort of being facing sideways as you're taking off. To your left.
And this is all because we did the story in the news a minute ago about how there's at least 1,000 flight cancellations throughout the country right now because of the weather.
Right. They're saying the Super Bowl, no one can go. That's it.
And I did. Well, you know what?
I'm glad they didn't buy tickets, to tell you the truth.
We have a thing to do right now, don't we?
We do.
Okay.
Kiwi. Hiya, Kiwi. Kiwi. Don't the Australians and the Kiwis hate each other? Like the New Zealanders and the Australians are like...
Supposedly. Yeah, I've heard that before.
I'm sure it's overhyped.
I think it's the Flight of the Conchords that taught me that, because I didn't know before that. I was like, oh, aren't they just all the same?
I feel like I've heard that over the
like,
years.
No, they're not the same.
And don't call us that same.
Right. No, we're not the same. We have a different accent and everything. Kiwi. K-I-W-I. Text Kiwi to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000 in our national contest. Message and data rates apply.
Mm.
And there's less than a week of this left. 12K a day. Every hour, a new code word. This hour's code word is Kiwi. Text it to 72881.
All right. So our text number, the number, not the contest line, but the number where you can send us comments, pictures.
Oh, we've got a lot of pictures today.
Whatever. That's 800-400-3697. And so we got a lot of those to catch up on because today was a weird one.
Today was a weird one right from the get-go. Who's in the studio with you, Yuzi?
I wouldn't want to say his name wrong. Jason. Thank you. I call him. I go, Justin? He goes, Jason. Okay. Jason works for our company, Intercom, but he's like the king of wide orbit.
Oh.
I go, do you know more?
I thought Texas was the king of wide orbit.
I asked him, I go, do you know more than, hey, give him your headphones real quick. I asked him, oh, so do you know more than Philip? He goes, yes. I'm the
Philip,
king.
Philip, did you hear that?
I'm the king.
I'm used to it.
Yeah, he did.
I'm used to it.
Did not say that.
Yeah, you did.
You obviously did.
Did I tell you that?
I saw cash changing hands. I know it happened.
Or I just made it up.
But see, I like making him do the work, and I can sit in here and talk to you.
Yeah.
This is all back to our computer that's
just does not love us today.
You broke it.
I did not break it.
Well,
Philip, why are you flipping him off?
That, oh, my God, Philip, that's just mean.
Just because I can't see
you.
We have
cameras.
I don't know.
Oh, Philip.
Oh, man, so you guys hate each other, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's too bad.
Got to be an HR problem, doesn't it?
Would you like her name? She has a thick file on me already.
Oh.
Well, that's just something I'd brag about, Jason.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Our text number again, 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. If storms are that bad, wouldn't driving be really dangerous?
Yeah.
Yeah, except that if you have to get to the Super Bowl, sitting at the airport isn't going to get you any closer.
Right.
At least if you get in some kind of a four-wheel drive vehicle.
With chains.
You've got a chance.
Right. And plus, if anything goes wrong, you didn't fall out of the sky.
Right. There's that, too. 408 says, jumping off that bridge, in quotes, was the scariest thing I've done. More than marriage, Vin.
Oh. He hasn't done that yet.
Are you scared, though?
Am I scared of marriage?
Yes.
A little
bit. Yes.
I mean, I don't... It's important to my family, and therefore I'm in. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like I don't need anyone to tell me...
So it was up to you. You just would never even think about it.
I feel fine. Yeah. I feel fine.
It's going to feel just
together,
like
we're a family. We're fine.
You'll feel even finer.
I don't need that ceremony to say I'm good.
You guys have a trust, too, with all her stuff and your
all
stuff.
All the stuff. It's all been done.
Man, I could just picture Isla being the little flower girl.
Oh, my God,
she's
I know.
Gonna be
she,
in heaven.
This is the thing. Mm. That's what this, why this is one of the reasons why this is happening. She's like, well, on my wedding day, I'm going to be. I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, we're getting married. The family's getting married is how
that's
she
actually
sees it.
Quite an adorable
right.
way to look at
she's
it.
She's very into it. And she has
on
decided,
my wedding day.
Yeah, so what does she want for her wedding day?
Well, she wants to pull her sister in a wagon.
Oh, yeah.
And down the sister the can just be hucking the rose petals.
The sister is only 4 months old
yeah,
at the moment.
Yeah, but the sister will be close to a year old
well,
at that
I don't
point.
Know that
she'll totally sit in a wagon without being strapped down.
And
it's going to be perfect.
Anything. Although, like, Bryn's daughter, man.
I was going to say, yeah, Bryn's daughter would be a perfect flower girl.
Well, they've got a flower girl. It's Isla. But she's yeah. well, she's a lugger sister. Oh, man. She hooked her up to a rickshaw. Right? She could be, that'd
anyway.
Be great. I love this idea.
Who are your groomsmen?
Put a saddle on a dog. Let them ride. Todd will put up with that, won't he? Oh, my God. This is going to be the best wedding ever.
He does put up with that.
Oh, my God.
Let me know when you're done. Just...
I never quite know when I'm done. You just have to jump in.
415 says, I think the scariest thing for a lot of men is having a prostate exam.
Oh.
No, it's not.
Oh, guys love that secretly. They're like, oh, I hate when that happens to me.
Do it again.
Are you sure you checked everything? Try the other end now.
Yeah. Oh. The other end?
Yeah, that's it.
The other get hand.
A oh, the other
oh,
hand.
Oh, I thought you said the like, other end. I'm like, does she mean the whistle? I don't know. What the...
You going to clean that before you?
No, I'm just going to go ahead.
Let's see here. A friend of mine fainted not once but twice when he saw the needle right before getting his small tattoo.
Oh. Well, it's nice if you pass out and then you wake up and you have a tattoo. I'd actually prefer that.
As a nurse, it cracks me up, 510 says. As a nurse, it cracks me up when a big dude with tattoos freaks out over a little shot.
Yeah. Phlebotomist.
Vinny, for once I agree with you 100%. She is not the queen. She is so overly hyped. I used to have a coworker who loved her and used to burn her CDs and give them to me. I didn't have the heart to tell her I couldn't stand Beyonce.
Oh, I love Beyonce.
I still agree with Vinny. Jennifer Hudson blows Beyonce away.
Jennifer Hudson is also great.
Jennifer Hudson.
She's great. Come but on,
in,
man.
In a death match, Jennifer Hudson versus Beyonce, who wins?
It's Beyonce.
Oh, my goodness.
Beyonce. I just wow. love her. I just love looking at her. I love everything about her.
All right. Well, and I didn't those, say
so
she's
she,
not...
She pulls some runs that you're just... Well, so does Jennifer Hudson, though. I can't really go on that. Yeah. Play the record version of Halo, that one line where she goes... Doc is nuts. She does this like crazy run that you just like, you just can't even believe she hit so many notes in a row. It's like she has frets in her throat.
Yeah, but don't you think that that's like just show off?
Yeah, if I could do that, I'd show it off too. It's not like Christina Aguilera where she's just jumping all over the place. It is this controlled run that's just insane.
510 says, just watch Brinny Boy films. Awesome. Good job.
Yeah, great job.
There you go, Sarah.
Come on!
No!
Play it again! Play it again! Come on!
No.
That's it right there. No!
It proves nothing for Vinny.
Dude, that's insane.
You should have saw Vinny's face when that happened with a run. He was like, ugh.
Play it one more time. I want to hear it one more time. God, I look. Dude, that it's so it, like that is you just don't have any idea how hard that is to do. That's just like impossible. That's impossible what she just did. That's why I love her so much because she does things that are impossible. The speed and the every single note. Like,
510 says this is so funny. Completely out of the blue over the weekend, my 4-year-old said, "When I am grown up and I marry my girlfriend, I do not want to wear a suit." So random.
Oh, well, just do it naked. Have a naked wedding. Why don't you guys do that?
What? Naked wedding?
Yeah.
Well, first of all,
his mom is going to be there.
So? Well, when she had him, he was naked.
No. I mean, I don't think that we'd ever consider that. But she, in particular, is extremely conservative.
Modest.
Yeah, she's not
she
someone
wouldn't do
that.
It.
No, she's, in fact, most of the stuff that we're up to here, she's like, you guys are, I couldn't imagine being around my coworkers the way you guys are around each other.
Because we're not just coworkers. I think that's really what it comes down to. Yeah. We are seriously unprofessional with each other.
Totally.
And it's because we're all, like, it's more like a dumb group of cousins or something. Yeah. Like, it's closer, different even than friends.
Like, I don't even think twice about the stuff. And that's probably wrong. No. But I don't think twice about the stuff we do here.
Me either. And it is wrong.
I was making that video today. I was like, oh, man, I'm not sure. You never know what's going to be a
No, that was perfect. Listen, no one was naked.
No one got hurt.
No one was naked. That's, she
that's,
goes.
That's probably the line.
Your coworkers have seen you naked? Who does that? I'm like, oh, we do, I guess.
Oops.
707 says.
Hey, I took this great picture the other day. You want to see it? Oh, my God. What did you just show me?
707 says, we just finished Ozark season 2, and my wife and I both agree. Damn it, Darlene.
Wait, did they just say Ozark season 2?
Season 2.
So there's been 2. I'm waiting on 3.
Yeah,
I was
we're
like,
waiting
did I
on
miss
3.
Something?
No, we saw 2.
Okay.
Vinny, season 2 of The Punisher is so much better than the first one.
Oh, really? Because I loved The Punisher. I thought that first season was great.
Me too.
We had a
I like
good
it too.
TV to watch.
That dude's pretty good, right?
I love him. He was that was Shane from The Walking Dead. He was in something else too. I saw him in.
He was in did you see Ant-Man?
Yeah,
he's the Ant-Man's enemy.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a good-looking guy. I really like his... I like
nobody
him.
Knows his name, though. What the hell is his
yeah,
name?
Yeah, nobody knows. I don't know. Jonathan...
Frank.
Demojurak.
Jonathan Demojurak.
Yep. It's
the Punisher's name is Frank.
Frank Castle.
Yeah.
He doesn't go by Frank.
Well, that's all I know. Good morning. I am a kindergarten teacher, and I believe that kids should start at age 6. I see that they progress better when they're a little older and ready to learn. However, preschool is a must.
It is?
It's weird to watch. I'm only now just seeing this stuff as I've got a 5-year-old, how certain things won't click, and then they just do. And it's a time, it seems like a time thing.
Mm.
And as we watch shows where I'm bawling and my kid's sitting there dead face, I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Are you dead inside?
And then now she's just starting to sort of grasp the emotion behind some of the stuff happening on the TV shows. Or the Pixar films, more appropriately put. And I see her get in a tear, and I'm like, oh, finally. God.
She's coming alive.
You know, or things, now she's starting to be able to read.
Right. Well, that's, you know, they say 7 is the age of reason. You start to really see the world a little more clearly. You start to become really much more cognizant of who you are and your behavior and how others perceive you. And you start to get more empathy. And be able to sort of put yourself into someone else's shoes. That's one thing I will say about church when I was a kid. You know, it really, like the whole golden rule, do unto others. I liked that stuff. And I did feel like, you know, you got to treat other people the way you want to be treated.
It's a big one right now at my house.
It is. It's huge. And you know, I think you can give that to your kids without going to church. But that was for sure where I got it from. When Jesus say yes, nobody can say no.
408
just,
says,
walk a mile in someone else's shoes. Someone has to really point that out to you.
In quotes, while we're young, Bryn. Vin, that ship sailed a long time ago.
God. What ship? You being gay? You can still go gay.
No,
what?
Talking
gay?
About being gay.
It's old.
Gay. He's talking about old.
Talking about being old.
How did you not understand that text?
No, I don't know.
Sarah.
This morning he was talking about how fun it would be to be gay.
No, he was.
You think he's too old to be gay?
While we're still young. I don't know how you
guys
get it.
While we're still young.
Read the whole thing again.
Now
I get it.
I get it now. You don't have to explain it anymore.
Like lesbian dreams or something.
No, I'm just still focused on Vinny this morning saying how fun gay sex seems. That's all.
What are you talking about?
Oh, really?
What are you talking about?
Would you like me to roll the tape back?
Roll tape!
What segment was that?
I don't know. Some stuff may have gotten said, but it doesn't matter.
That seems really fun. You know what makes that seem fun? Freddie Mercury. Boy, I bet you he was fun.
Well, he seems to be really appreciative of the guys
I'm
he's
having
with.
A good
he's
time.
Having a great time. Don't stop me now. God, never heard a girl sing like that
explode.
About sex with guys.
No, that's true. Because
right. Right.
Yeah. No, I know I'm right.
Thanks a lot for the fart sound you just made.
The universal sound effect?
What a beautiful review.
Stop me now. Don't stop me now. Oh.
Look at him go.
You know what's so funny?
Can't
is that...
you just see him?
Yeah. Oh. Boy,
you know,
he is really doing that guy. I hope you're watching this show right now.
Letting him have it.
Are you giving it to him real good right there?
You got it.
Oh, boy. Oh, Jesus. You're slapping him, too?
Yeah.
We really aren't your usual set of coworkers, are we?
No, we're not.
So that's what it would look like with Vinny if Vinny was with a guy.
I don't ever want to see that video. Make that disappear.
No, I'm pretty sure that's the clip of the day.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Seems like it should be.
Yeah.
Where am I? I have no idea. Sarah,
don't stop me now. Call me Mr. Fahrenheit. You know what's funny? I never thought about this song as being anything other than like a party song. Like, don't stop me. I'm having a great time. And Vinny's like, that's about gay sex, right? And I was like, is it? And then we started listening. I'm like, it is. Turns out.
He's doing some guy and he's having the time of his
life.
Time.
Don't stop me. I'm having so much fun. Having a good time.
God forbid you put that kind of energy into it, Sarah.
Dude, I put out.
Do you?
I play my role. I make it fun.
What did you just say?
About what?
Doing guys. Right.
Yeah.
There you
but
go.
Listen, if I got to do it, I am going to do it right.
Give it your all, Sarah.
I do. I give him. Well, that's one thing I won't do. A couple things, actually, now I think about
415 it. 415 says, Sarah is wrong.
Well, duh, I'm always wrong.
About the tux thing.
No, I'm not wrong. Every wedding I've ever been to, they have a tux.
Vinny and I's suit will be just fine.
Yeah,
suits are fine, especially.
Sure, it'll be fine.
Someone says to make Edie in the wagon the ring bearer.
Oh,
put the little ring.
Oh, she's gonna eat the ring. Do not do that, or at least show it to a really big pillow that she can't swallow. Don't give a 1-year-old the ring.
I don't know. This is all stuff the missus is gonna.
Yeah, she'll decide.
She's decided what she's doing.
It's nice being
that.
The guy in a wedding situation because you don't really have to do that much. You go, oh yeah, that cake tastes good. Okay, I agree with that. Oh, that's gonna
well,
be
that's
pretty.
What you have to do is actually act like you care.
Right. That's the hardest part.
It's her day,
brother,
not your
like
day.
You polka dots, not stripes, polka dots. Pink, not purple.
Yeah. What? I like the peach.
What? Vin, your weather report was 5 minutes too late this morning. I walked out for my dog walk in suede boots with no umbrella. Surprise!
Hi, dummy.
Yeah, I was not expecting rain today.
No.
I wore the wrong shoes.
I was just... I wear the same shoes every day, so it didn't matter, but...
Right.
seemed like a surprise, though. I was like, well, no one told me about this. All right,
oh,
ready
look
to break?
At the time,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fun, weird show
it's
today.
It's Friday.
It feels like a Friday, doesn't it?
It does.
Like, getting you guys into bondage wear was like a dream come true for me. As you know, I'm a big BDSM chick.
Yeah, you seemed to really like it.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
You seemed to like it, too.
I did not.
Did
you got right down on the ground.
You were good at obeying.
Like she told you to.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yuzi, though. Yuzi's actually got a mean streak at her. Like, she comes in, she's like, neck, you know, foot on the neck thing.
Yeah, but she also put that thing on and went, this is going home with me.
Yeah. Oh, she wants it. For sure. Like, you know they were going to be playing with that. Right, Yuzi?
Yeah. I was thinking, what can I wear it with?
That, nothing.
That's nothing. What That's what you wear it with.
You wear just that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Only
no bottoms,
that.
Nothing else. Just right. that.
Well, I do have to go to a pajama party on Friday.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Oh.
You're going to that?
Yeah. Are you going?
I can't go.
What?
Wait.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Michael.
Don't say it.
Is having a party.
Yeah. having a good time.
Our boss is having a party and I'm not invited?
No, not our boss. Yes. Not our boss. Somebody else. A friend of the show is having a party and some of us get to go and others of us don't get to go.
So maybe I could wear it there.
Oh. You should wear it there, but you should wear that over pajamas. That's a family
Sarah,
party.
Doy.
It's a family party, usually. I'm just trying to tell you because I think that you might have forgotten that there's babies?
That there's
other people there, and you'd be like, woo! And then they'd be like, oh, Yuzi, you forgot your shirt.
I'd be like, aw.
Yeah, darn it.
Again!
Anyway, you guys, we really have crossed into fantasy land. And probably it's best if we turn things over to whoever's going to be filling in for Alexa today.
Lexi should be here.
Oh, Lexi's coming in.
Oh, really?
Oh, great. Well, don't forget more chances at our 12K a day contest. Also, your chance to win a vacation to Aulani, a Disney resort and spa. Next chance coming up at 12:35, but also 3:35 and 5:35. We do it in the morning at 8:35, mm-hmm. and we're doing it all week, getting people qualified for this trip. Who doesn't want to go to Hawaii?
3:35 is Jane, so whoever's in the middle of the day, Jane, you know for sure is up this afternoon.
Well, we think it's Lexi, and we'll, you know.
Oh, God!
What? Oh, my God,
we
got to
get Jane in the harness!
Oh, you think she would do that?
Yes!
Okay,
yes.
You ask her. She'll never say no to you.
We'll report back to you tomorrow morning at 5:45. See you then.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.